It's huge. I was holding it in my arms, and it is the size of my torso. I had its tail on my shoulder, and I had each claw in one of my hands, and it was as long as my arms and as big as my torso. It's giant.
Now, you guys don't see this size lobster that often, obviously.
No, we don't. This is my family's business. I grew up here, and the last time I remember having a large lobster, we had a 26-pounder in, and I was 8 years old. And since then, we've had some 16s and some 15s, and we had an 18, but that's it. And this is the biggest I've seen in a long time.
Do you know where it was caught?
I do. It was caught right off of Nauset Beach here in Orleans.
Now, I would have thought the bigger lobsters would have been farther out the shore, but this sounds like it was in pretty shallow water.
Yeah, lobsters this size, most often you see them from boats that drag for lobsters, because when you fish with pots, you fish that they have rings on them. They're called heads, and the lobsters have to fit through these rings to get in the traps, and most rings are 6 or 8 inches around. The claws on this lobster are probably at least, I don't know, 10 or 11 inches across. It wouldn't even fit in a pot. So this particular lobster was caught by a fisherman who dives for lobsters. And other than that, you only see lobsters off of dragger boats that are this big. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, they have changed the regulations and put what's called a max gauge on some of these larger lobsters. And you can only take lobsters that have a body that's X amount of inches long. Some are 5.5, some are 6 3/4. But most often, you can't keep these lobsters anymore this size. And in the area that this particular fisherman was fishing, they have not yet put a max gauge. And to the best of my knowledge, it's one of the only areas in New England that doesn't have a max gauge yet.
Now, what is the plan for him?
Well, for now, he just came in yesterday, so he's going to stay here with us and be our little lovely Elmer's pet for a while, and he's quite a sight to see, so we want to give as many people the opportunity to come in and see it as possible. It's really neat to see the kids, and actually even adults. They're pretty funny. They kind of jump backwards and almost freak out a little bit before they realize that it's okay and that it's not like it can reach out of the water and touch them, but it's pretty neat to watch people come in and see him, and it's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's pretty neat.